Fleischman's East Hour, presenting a variety program directed by Rudy Vallee.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy Vallee and Company. We've assembled for your pleasure tonight the following very pleasant people. A fine actor, Claude Rains, star of The Invisible Man and Crime Without Passion.
A famous sister team,
the Duncan Sisters, presenting Topsy and Eva in Spain.
A new singer,
Ella Logan from Scotland. Currently starred in the Casino de Paris Review here in town.
A remarkable parrot.
John Keel, the wonder bird, a parrot with a larger vocabulary than some saxophone players I know.
A familiar comedian.
Tom Howard with George Shelton in another complete misunderstanding. Summary then, James.
Our cast tonight, Tom Howard and George Shelton, John the Parrot, Ella Logan, the Duncan Sisters, and Claude Rains.
Composition we call our musical Good Luck Charm, written by two of the boys in the band with lyrics by yours truly. So it's love. Why should you deny it? You and I know what to do. Would you like to try together? Oh, it's love, might as well accept our destiny. Since it's love, and it's you, and it's me. Present now, believe it or not, a parrot named John. So remarkable a parrot is John that I'm a little bit afraid you won't believe he's a parrot at all. You just have to take my word for it. Perhaps you have seen John in the newsreels recently. with his owner and teacher, Francis Abella. He has recently been a part of Earl Carroll's nightclub floor show in Miami Beach. Before that, he was the star of Ripley's Believe It or Not Auditorium at the World's Fair. Francis Abella with his unbelievable parrot, John Peel. Believe It or Not.
Now, John, will you say hello to the ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience? Huh? Say
hello.
And will you tell them also your name?
Tell your name. What is your name? Charles Hill.
And how are you? How are you?
Charles Hill.
I ask you, how are you?
All right.
Are you feeling all right this evening?
Are you sure?
Are you sure?
Yes.
You know when you say the sure, will you hold the arc like you're shuttling down? Hold the arc and
sure.
That's all right, then. And now, I want you to give an imitation of Eddie Cantor, the kid from Spain. Eddie Cantor. And will you give an imitation of Bing Crosby? Huh? Do you remember Bing Crosby?
Sure.
All right, then. Go Bing Crosby. And will you do an imitation of Nelson, Jimmy Durant?
Wow!
Well, that was very good. But you had been in here in New York City. How do the policemen stop the traffic? How do the policemen? That's very good. And listen, do you like the girls here in Broadway? Do you?
Sure.
Well, you tell the ladies and gentlemen, what do you make when you go out with the girls? What do you make?
Whoopee!
Well, how do you laugh then? Laugh. Laugh. And now, listen, they like to hear you whistle this song. Will you do that? Will you?
Sure.
What are you going to do with them? In a little Spanish town. Hey, come on, do it. Do it very good. Do it nice.
Yep.
All right, then. Come on, do it with them. In a little Spanish. No, whistle. Now listen, in a little Spanish town. All right, then, I want you to whistle the hot stuff. Will you do that? Come on, sir. That's good. Well, now, what do you say to the ladies and gentlemen for the kind of thing to do? What do you say?
Thank you.
Okay. Goodbye. Goodbye. So, well, thank you.
Of our arranger, Bud Weber, Yale 24, Phi Beta Kappa, a medley, Flowers for Madame, and If I Never Loved Before. Thank you.
flowers for Madame. I bring you lovely flowers, sweet Madame. And though they may be beautiful to see, they could never be as beautiful as you. Every tender rose may tell you what I'm trying to disclose. So won't you press them closely to your heart, that they may impart the love I hold for you. These precious moments when we meet are like a glorious bouquet. But they would be complete if you gave me the right to say, I adore you, flowers for Madame. I bring you lovely flowers, sweet Madame. And in my heart I'm hoping that perchance they will start romance, these flowers for Madame. Before, could I love you as I do? My other loves were so unreal. I worship you as my ideal. Let's forget those old affairs. I went my way, they went theirs. Maybe you think I can't be true because I'm you. A love or two, how could I say I love you more if I never loved you.
presents Claude Rains, just returned from Hollywood after completing The Mystery of Edwin Drood. You've also seen Mr. Rains on the screen in The Invisible Man, The Man Who Reclaimed His Head, and Crime Without Passion. And if you are a New York playgoer, you will recall his distinguished work in many theater guild plays. He is heard tonight in a radio dramatization of a famous short story by Edgar Allan Poe. Claude Rains with Barry McCollum and Jack Roseley in The Telltale Heart.
I will tell you the story just as it happened to me. Just as it happened, you understand? Perhaps you will say I'm mad, but I'm not mad. Nervous? Oh, yes, very. Very nervous. I have been and still am. But how can you say I'm mad? This thing that shot me has sharpened my senses, not destroyed them, not dulled them. I see everything better now. I hear everything. All things in heaven and many things in hell. How can you still say I'm mad? Now, just listen, man. Listen. How calmly I can tell you the whole story. Everything that happened. I didn't hate the old man. I loved the old man. I wasn't after his money, and God knows he had plenty of it. I don't know what it was. And yes, I think I do. I think it was his eye. It was his eye. An eye like a vulture. A pale, blue eye with a film over it. It was the evil eye. Whenever I saw it, my blood ran cold. I had to destroy it. I laid my plans very carefully. Every night at midnight, I opened the door of the room very, very gently. I didn't want to wake him. You would have laughed to see how cunningly I thrust in the dark lantern and focused a single ray on that vulture eye. That evil eye. Now, would a madman have worked so cautiously, so carefully as that? For 7 nights, I found the eye closed. But on the 8th night, as he lay in his bed,
"Who's there? Who's there?" I said.
"It's I, old man."
"What do you want? What are you doing here?"
"Are you frightened, old man? What are you doing now, old man? Aren't you saying to yourself, it's only the wind in the chimney you hear? You're awake, old man. You're not dreaming."
"But who? What is it you want?"
"My time to come. Every night at midnight, I must see your eye. But every night, it isn't so."
"Go away."
"For 7 nights, I've gone away. 7 nights, old man. You never knew about that, did you?"
"What do you want?"
"You think it's a gold. Don't you, old man?"
"I have enough gold. Enough for both of us. You take it. You take
it's
it all."
"Not that, old man. I don't want that. It's your eye, old man. I want your eye."
"Take that light away. Don't shine that light on me."
"Your evil eye, old man."
"You're mad. Go away. Go away."
"How this light shows it to me, old man. There it is now, wide open, with that hideous veil over it. A vulture's eye."
"What?"
"I must destroy the evil eye, or it will destroy me."
"Don't. Don't. Take that light away. You're mad. You're mad, I tell you."
"Mad? You say I'm mad? You're the one who's mad. That's what it is. My mind is never clearer, or my senses sharper in my whole life. What's that? You see, old man. Don't you hear that? That's something. What is it? Wait. I have it. It's your heart. It's your heart. Your accursed heart. Stop it, I tell you. Stop it beating like that. You hear me, old man? I said, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Or I'll stop it for you.
Stay back. Stay back. Don't touch me.
Stop it, I knew I'd stop it. You're dead, old man. You're dead. It stopped. A And the eye? The eye? It's gone. The evil eye is no more.
Mind. When you hear of the torture like this, you can see of the old man's body after I'd done away with that awful eye. There was plenty to do. First, I dismembered the corpse with nothing but my dark lantern to work by. I took up three planks from the flooring of the room and hit the pieces between the canvas. Then, I replaced the board so cleverly, so cunningly, that no human eye, not even his, could have detected anything wrong. How could a man have thought of all that? But the important thing was that I was free. Free! You hear me? I was free! I danced, a little jig celebrated. The old man was there under my feet, right under the floor. His cursed heart was filled. I walked up and down across the floor. Nothing showed. Not a trace of anything. I was sure. But I had hardly finished my work. Who's there? Who is it? Ah, officer. Rather early for the call, isn't it? However, oh, won't you come in? Of course, it's come in to headquarters. Someone's had a scheme. From my house? You don't know where it came from.
Oh, I see.
And why did you come here?
Well, we looked in several houses, but the scheme may have come from here.
Yes, I suppose you may have. You see, I had a rather bad nightmare. Very probably I see in my sleep.
Yes, I thought so. Do you mind if I have a look through your house?
Of course not. Anywhere at all. I pride myself on being a citizen, always willing and ready to cooperate with you. Where would you like to start?
Let's start in this room.
By all means. Oh, an old man who lives with me. Yes. Yes, I know. I slept there tonight.
Where is the old man?
He left for the country. Oh, fully a week ago.
Mr. Allman, you and he got along well?
I love him, yes.
Any other stuff here?
Money, clothes, jewelry, everything. You'll find them all right here.
Oh, everything seems to be in order here.
Perfect order.
Why didn't he take his belongings to the country with him?
Well, he was going away for a rest. Rather long ago. He's very quiet. He knew he wouldn't need his money or clothes. He left them with him. I was his closest friend.
I see. Well, everything seems to be quite all right.
Thank you. I thought you'd find it that way. I'm rather a quiet person, you know.
Well, I'll say good night.
Oh, before you go, you must rather see. Would you care for some wine? I have it right here.
Don't mind if I do.
Here we are.
Fine.
Why not pull up the chair, officer? Let's go. Like the wine?
Mm, excellent wine, sir. Oh, by the way, merely as a matter of curiosity, where was the old man when you saw him last?
Oddly enough. Right where you are sitting.
Indeed. Excellent wine. This is about the best port I've ever had, sir.
I beg your pardon, officer. You here? Anything?
What I heard of. Not a banging a minute ago.
Oh, no, not that. I guess it's just my ears. Sort of trouble.
Oh, I didn't notice anything. Wine, sir.
Yes, I take particular pains in my cellar. I try. Are you sure? You don't hear that?
No, not a thing. Maybe it's the wind. Very windy outside, isn't it?
Yes. Perhaps that's what it's... But I hear it. I hear it, I tell you. Don't you?
Sit down, or you'll upset your nerves.
Why are you smiling? Smiling at me. I hear something. You don't hear it, you say?
I'm not smiling. It's your imagination, sir.
My imagination? It's not, I tell you. Here. It's here. Right in this room. I can hear it. Sobbing. Oh, my God.
I think that chair won't help
It will, I tell you. I stopped it once. I stopped it, I tell you. And I'll stop it again.
Oh, I can't hear a thing. Oh,
there it is. It's louder. Louder. Now, go ahead. Smile at me. But I hear it. Listen. Louder. It's getting louder.
Perhaps
so. I did it. I can't stop it. Tear up the tank. Here. I did it. It's hot, I tell you. Tear up the tank. Then you hear too. It's hot, I tell you. It's the beating of his accursed heart.
You have a front seat at the Fleischmann Hour, broadcast from the Variety Theater in Radio City under the direction of Rudy Valley. Rudy presents John Teo, Claude Rains, Tom Howard and George Shelton, the Duncan Sisters, and Ella Logan.
Thank you, Jimmy. More or less by accident, we've gotten the habit lately of presenting a nightclub act each week. On reflection, it looks like a good idea. So this week, we drop in at the Casino de Paris to hear a young lady with an important future, Miss Ella Logan. Miss Logan is Scotch. She's been in this country only 2 years, long enough to register a decided hit on Broadway. One new song and an old one from Miss Ella Logan.
Don't believe it's me, do you? But you went in trip. Always was your day, was night and how. But now, my voice is telling tale, isn't it? You see the writer's step on day. But I got a good reason why I'm not to cry. Here's my alibi.
Thank you.
Suddenly the heavens clear, stars are twinkling in the sky. When the shadows disappear, you know love is passing by. Let your eager heart embrace it. When it's gone, you can't replace it. Just the pressure of a hand tells you more than words reveal. Something makes you understand. It is different, it is real. Love may come but once, so don't deny it. Take your love before love passes by. Take your love before love passes by.
Of Methuen, Massachusetts, our master of percussion, or we might say our drummer, Frank Frizzell. Frank is going to illustrate the story of Tom Thumb's Thumb Trade. Oh, there was a little man and he had a little drum, and his name was young Tom Thumb. All day on his drum he used to play.
He grew up and saw his land. I'll join a big jazz band. Now the only thing that I can say
is you should listen to young Tom Thumb when he plays the funnest drum. And he stops to make things hum with the thump. Bump, bump. When he's playing down at the farm, you hear the break of thumb. Don't know where he gets from the thump. Bump, bump. He's a level six, and he knows a lot of things. That's been everybody sticks around him. He gets out of the tune, goes on. Anything he plays upon, you should hear the break of thumb and the thump. Bum, drum boy, play a little break. Make snappy an instrument, make drum, some cymbals, give them all a bad seat. Beat back. Ladies and gentlemen, no argument. Just Tom Howard and...
Hi, George. No argument tonight, George. No argument now.
All right, Tom, no argument.
Did you hear the parrot?
I'll say I did.
Yeah, that's right. A smart parrot.
Smart, I'll say. Right.
You'll say he's smart whether you say or not, George.
All right.
You see how he ties him right on his head?
Yeah, right in the center.
He ties him right on his head. Yeah. Hey, George. There's one diamond bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, ain't it, George?
Yeah. Boy, all I gotta say, Tom, is that he's a mighty intelligent bird.
Ain't he, George?
Yeah.
I bet you would like to be a parrot, wouldn't you, George?
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by what I mean? There's only one mean for a crack like that, George. What do you mean?
Wait
that?
A minute, Tom. Are you insinuating that I'm a parrot?
You're a parrot. Yeah. What are you talking? Don't let the parrot hear you say that, George. Right. You better be careful then. That parrot has brains.
Yes, and
that?
I also have brains.
Oh, yeah, I know. You got, but the parrot uses it.
Oh,
you know
wait now. Wait, Tom. Wait now. You're getting personal.
Oh,
now.
No, no.
Are you trying to insult me?
Oh, George, you know I wouldn't insult you, George.
Well, that's
you
fine.
Know.
That's fine.
I wouldn't insult the parrot either.
Oh,
no, you know,
that's enough. Now. That's enough, Tom.
No.
Are you starting an argument?
No,
right now.
No.
Now you get fresh from me in 1, 2, 3, and I'll hop all over.
Yeah, 5, 6, 7, 8, you'll hop off again. I don't want to start no argument, George. Let's start all over.
All right.
How do you feel this evening?
I feel great.
That's great.
Never felt better in my life.
Good, George.
I was feeling a little low for a couple of days.
Low? In fun?
No, in spirit.
Oh, in spirit. Yeah. You run out of it.
No.
What?
I mean my health, Tom. Was impaired.
Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah.
So I went to see a doctor, and, well, now I'm a different person.
You're a what, George?
I say I'm a different person.
George? Who are you now, George? Anyone I know? Anyone I know, George?
What are you talking about?
This different person. Does your wife know you're a different person, George?
Oh, my.
Huh? Maybe your wife won't like this other
guy.
I'm
sorry, I started this now.
There you are. Careful, women are funny that way, George.
I know, that don't make you...
You don't look like a different person. Your voice hasn't changed any, George.
Oh, I know.
That sounds like the same old George.
The same old George to you.
Yeah, you are.
Didn't you ever feel like a different person?
No, I felt like the devil a couple of times.
I don't mean that,
what do you mean, George?
I
wouldn't like to feel like a different person.
Why wouldn't you like to feel...
Oh, you're going to get in all sorts of trouble.
Suppose
you got letterheads printed... They're no good now.
I haven't got any letterhead.
You'll have to get new letterhead.
Oh.
Or suppose you go to the bank to have a check. The guy won't know it. You're a different guy.
I was never in a bank in my life.
Well, there you are. Can you drive a car?
Certainly I can drive a car.
Well, I mean, can this different person start a canadian? You might get in an automobile and can't drive. You see
that? Oh, my goodness. I don't know nothing about it.
You'll have to take a driver's test.
Oh, listen.
Amsterdam Avenue. You know that?
Tom, you're just letting your imagination run away with you.
No, I'm worried about you.
You don't have to worry about me, Tom.
No, I'm
really not a different fellow.
Oh, you're not a different...
No.
Oh, I see. You're backing out of it now.
No, I'm not.
Are you tired with the other guy already?
No, Tom, I'm sorry. I meant to say that I'm a new man.
Oh, you're a new man?
Yes.
Oh, you couldn't be a new man. New baby, but not a new man. A man is not new. Tell me something. Who are you now, George?
Who am I?
I don't know if you know. What's the matter? Don't you know who you are?
Certainly, I know who I am.
Oh, I see you're trying to find out if I know you.
No, I'm not doing that, Tom.
Is that right to do to Rudy Valley?
What do you mean to
That's
do?
That's a dirty trick.
What,
Rudy
I'm not...
announced Tom Howard and George Jelson. You come up here and say you're a different person.
Oh, I wouldn't
you
do nothing like that.
There you are. Misrepresentation. Accessory.
Tom. Let's not get technical now, will you?
No, but you...
Didn't you ever hear a person say that I'm not myself today?
Sure, I heard you say it just
I know
now.
I did.
Well, I know. I'm trying to find out who you are. Maybe I know you. You see that? You see, George, your breath smells familiar.
Oh, my goodness. Wait for a minute, Tom. Do you mean to stand there and say that you don't know who I am?
I know who you are, sure.
Yeah.
Say, but listen here, maybe you're not. Maybe you're Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Maybe you're Benson.
Who, Dr. He Jekyll was, and Mr. Hyde?
Yeah, Mr. Clyde. No. He was two different guys.
I know he was.
Yeah. You're not him, are
you? No, Tom. You see, when I say I'm a different person, when you feel bad
and
when you feel well, you say, well, I'm a different person.
Oh, because you feel better.
Yes.
Yeah, but answer me this. Suppose the guy you pick out to feel like, suppose he's sick. There you are, huh? Suppose he's got lumbago or dandruff or an ear for music.
Oh, listen, I don't care whether he's got an ear. You wouldn't pick out a person that's sick.
Oh, you pick out a healthy person.
No, you don't pick out anybody at all.
Well, how can you feel like anybody?
Oh, Tom, you don't. It's just nothing more. It's a sort of a metaphor.
Oh, a metaphor. Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to miss that tonight.
No.
You had to get that metaphor.
I was stuck, so I put it in.
But you are George Sheldon.
Well, I don't know who I am.
Wait a minute. George. George, wait. You hear something?
No, I don't hear anything. No.
You do? I hear something, George. Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
There it is now. You hear it?
What's the matter? You
I
crazy?
Hear it.
Are you crazy? Are you going mad?
I'm not crazy. I'm not mad.
Huh?
I'm not mad, George.
What?
My mind was never clearer. My wits were never sharper than there was since I had the meeting. There it is, George. I hear it. You hear it now?
No, I don't hear anything. But this glass of wine you gave me is delicious. Do you hear it? You
hear it? There it is, George.
No, I don't hear anything. But I said this wine hits the palate.
I say the fucking sport, but there it is now, George. You hear it?
No.
Huh?
No, I don't
hear it. You don't hear it.
No.
I know what it is. It's hot.
Huh?
This is hot, George.
Hot.
I hear it. It's a thump and bump and beat of his heart.
Who's hot?
Yeah, hot shaper Mark. I don't know who's hot. There it is. See, George.
Yeah,
I've got to stop it. Stop it. Stop it before it wakes up the parrot.
Don't look at me like that.
I don't see you now, George.
Don't look at me like that.
Seven nights I've been here this week.
Turn your
eye is closed, and I'm going to close the yellow one.
I never turn.
George,
turn
your eye is closed.
You've got lust in your eye.
I've got lust. I've got nothing. I've got to get you, George.
Don't
stop it.
Ah.
There you are. Dog in a duck swim. I got to that time, didn't I, huh? Yeah, I'm good. Good night, Kitty.
A medley of two of the tunes from Bing Crosby's new picture, Mississippi. Their first appearance here a couple of months ago, requests for a repeat performance have been pouring in, and we take this first opportunity of acceding to your wishes. Again, they appear in their famous musical comedy roles as Topsy and Eva. Tonight, Topsy and Eva in Spain.
Bullfight.
Bullfight?
Uh-huh.
Hey, a bullfight ain't nothing. Did you ever see a free
fight? Do you mean to say the police fight?
Do they fight? Do they fight?
Well, what would the police fight about?
Dogs, your favorite dogs.
Dogs?
Yes, them bird dogs, bulldogs, pug dogs, and hot dogs.
Ridiculous.
Well, I had one of the finest breeds that ever hopped on a spaniel.
Well, I can't believe that, Toppy.
Yes, ma'am, and one day I seen him knock 3,000 fleas off a Great Dane's nose.
I still don't believe you, Toppy.
Well, pluck my eyebrows. I wouldn't lie, Miss.
But it doesn't sound reasonable.
Pluck my nose. Well, there was one flea that gave him a tough fight. My brother owned him.
Your brother owned a train flea?
Train. Was he? Say, compared to my brother's flea, my flea was muscle-bound.
Well, where did the flea take place, Toppy?
On the back of a Mexican chihuahua.
Oh, but that's a hermit dog.
Yes, I know, but oh, we had to put sawdust on his back so the fleas wouldn't slip off.
Oh, how exciting. Which flea won?
Never did find that out. You see, the fight was stopped.
Well, who stopped it?
A police dog.
Oh.
What's that, McKeever? What's that?
Oh, they're cheering for the matador. Oh.
What's that noise, McKeever? What's that?
They're cheering for the toreador.
What's that?
They're cheering for the picador.
Hooray!
Well, what are you cheering for?
The cuspidor.
Oh, Toppy, here comes the picador. Look, he stopped his horse right in front of us. He wants to speak to you.
What do you want to say, man? What do you want to say?
Oh, senorita, you are so beautiful. So beautiful in black. When I gaze upon your beautiful black face, I wish my face were black, too.
Too bad you can't shove your neck up where your face is.
Oh,
how dare you ridicule me? I am Torito Salvador Emmanuel Garcia Machado Argo Caliente.
Tijuana, kid. Tijuana.
If I get my hands on you, I kill you.
You'll never get me, you black Garcia. Goodbye, Miss Eva.
Where are you going, Thompson?
I'm going to show these enchiladas how to throw the ball.
Come back, Thompson. Come back.
He jumped into the arena.
Oh, look, he's jumping on the bull's back. Oh, oh, he's throwing it. I can't look anymore.
Now she's got him by the tail.
Let go of his tail, Toppy. Let go of his tail.
Not on your life, just end the race.
Save her, Senor Caliente. Save her.
I'll save you, Senorita. I'll save you. Let loose his tail. Let me handle him.
No, sir, I ain't letting loose this handle. Hold that bull. Don't take those corners so fast. Me to keep up with you.
Don't worry, Senorita Toppy. I'll feast him. Did I stab him with my lance? You run,
Lance,
run.
Lance or no lance, I'm having a bully time.
Now I'll get him. Run for your life, Senorita. I'm sticking a bandolier in him. There.
Out. Saved. Toppy's been saved.
Here she comes right over the barrier.
What a jump, Toppy. What a jump. That fence must be 10 feet high. How on earth did you ever do it?
Pull that lens out of my pants and use your own imagination.
I'm Don Bolero, the Caro Bolero. I'm Spanish. My costume will show it. My friends call me Mosher, Castilian, but kosher I'm not. But the Spaniards don't know it. I hail from Madrid like my grandfather did, a bullfighter most temperamental. He fought with a spear but got stuck in the rear, so I fight for the cows, they're more gentle. Spain, Spain, wonderful Spain. Oh, how I wish I'd go back there again. Free rousing, free holies, remember the main. Spain, Spain, Spain. I am the pet of the real social set. Senoritas all set out to charm me. When I make advances, some throw me sly glances, and some throw me hunks of salami. Oh.
Calling all cars. Calling all cars. Personal finance company calling all cars.
I once met a frill in the town of Seville. Her love was intense, only more so. I went to her house, but a paw was allowed, cause he broke my guitar on my torso. Spain, Spain, wonderful Spain. If I get my health, I'll go back there again. I'm Spanish, Spanish, slightly insane. Spain, Spain, Spain. Hey.
Lovely toes, I can love.
Another large-scale variety show. This is Rudy Valley bidding you all good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. WEAF, New York.